This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Genesis House is open again. It's the emergency shelter in downtown Macomb operated by Genesis Garden. The organization closed the shelter last year due to the pandemic. Genesis Garden is also continuing the rapid rehousing efforts it began during the pandemic. The group hired Karen Terry to work out of Genesis House as a community rehousing navigator. What does a community rehousing navigator do?
Basically, my job entails reaching out to the community and connecting with people who are struggling with homelessness or maybe housing crisis situations. And what I do is kind of a holistic approach to finding services for those individuals, as well as if they need emergency shelter. We do have up to 13 beds in the emergency shelter. Right now, because of COVID, we're still at reduced capacity. If we are unable to do emergency shelter for them in our house or at the Genesis House, we do refer out to other agencies, so Samaritan Well or other agencies in our continuum of care, which is about a 10-county conglomerate of all kinds of social service agencies to help people with homelessness. Once I get them into the program, we can assist them with things like security deposits, first month's rent, any fees associated with getting into permanent housing. We secured about $125,000 worth of HUD federal funding in order to put this program together and help people get back on their feet after they face a housing crisis.
Are you able to house more people as the pandemic starts to wind down a little bit and people are getting vaccinated?
Absolutely. So we do still follow all the CDC guidelines for COVID protocols. If people are vaccinated, now that they've changed the social distancing and mask mandate, we can house more people if they are vaccinated. If they are not vaccinated, of course, we do have to go through a checklist to make sure that they're not showing any signs or symptoms of COVID-19 and, you know, try to isolate for at least a couple of weeks so that we know that everybody's going to be safe in the shelter.
How do you find people? Are they referred to you, or how exactly do you find people to help?
So there's two ways that we do that. A lot of times it is referrals. So we work pretty closely with Samaritan Well here in town. If they're full, they send referrals towards us. Also, you know, we have our information on the internet. So people that are searching for help in those, you know, those areas can just do a quick Google search of homeless shelters in Macomb, Illinois, and we're going to pop up. So some are self-referred, some are referred from other agencies. It just kind of depends on the situation.
I would imagine someone who's having a housing crisis might not have access to the internet to look up something like that.
Sometimes. So when that is the case, I do something that's called street outreach. So I go around town where I know that people who are struggling with homelessness, chronic homelessness, would be located at. There's several places around town that we have recognize as places where people who are struggling in that aspect kind of tend to stay around. So part of my job is that street outreach part, finding people that may be having that type of crisis and letting them know about our program and helping them to get into the shelter.
You're housing multiple families or multiple unrelated people under one roof. How do you make sure everyone behaves and gets along?
That's a good question. So obviously, yes, it is a communal, you know, type of living situation. Of course, in any situation, you're not going to get along with everyone. We do have rules, and we don't really like to call them rules, because the way that we look at this is these families' homes or individuals. You know, this is where you live. We want it to be a safe, inviting place, a clean environment. So we do have guidelines on how everybody can work together. A big portion of this program is not only providing the financial help, but also making sure that we are providing education on how to maintain a home and how to, you know, set a budget and, you know, all the things that come with maintaining long-term housing, you know, it's a teaching program as well on how to make sure that, you know, they're not going to end up in the same situation in 6 months.
Karen Terry is the community rehousing navigator for Genesis Garden in Macomb. She says under the rapid rehousing concept, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development recommends getting people into their own homes within 90 days. She says Genesis Garden is striving to accomplish that within 60 days. Terry is no stranger to the area. She graduated from Rushville High School in 2004 and from Western Illinois University in 2009. She then worked and volunteered for social service agencies in cities such as Chicago, New York, and Atlanta before returning to Macomb last year. This is Tri-States Public Radio News.